Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Rosemary Cope with WorkLife Connections. My guest today is Ashley Johnson, who is a nurse practitioner at the Vanderbilt Breast Center. Ashley is a graduate of the University of Memphis and completed her master's in nursing at Vanderbilt. Many people vividly remember how they felt when they were told they had breast cancer. Whatever your initial feelings, you may go on to experience several different emotions over time. Ashley, would you talk about the psychological effects of being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. As a nurse practitioner here at the Breast Center, I see new patients when they come for evaluation of an abnormal mammogram or a lump, and I'm often the one that calls them with the results of a breast biopsy that would show breast cancer. So in many cases, even if somebody is expecting this news, I often see that they're stunned. You know, they're in shock initially. They're trying to hear the new information and assimilate what that means for them and for their family. I think each person responds to the diagnosis differently. Many women go through stages of denial, shock. Some people are very angry. You know, they feel like this is not fair. You know, wonder, why me? Why now? Patients can experience increased stress, depression, anxiety, grief. The diagnosis can be extremely stressful. I think all of those are very reasonable, common things that people experience. I think one of the other strong things that women feel is just a sense of fear, you know, fearful of the unknown, fearful of what does this mean, you know, for my family, fear of death. I think people experience loss, you know, fear of losing a part of their body, loss of their job, loss of relationships that they have. But I'd also say that, you know, not all the emotions that people experience are negative. I think that sometimes after somebody has accepted their diagnosis, if they've developed a good treatment plan, they can maybe recognize social support systems that they have. You know, I think some people can feel a sense of hope, you know, a sense of fighting, you know, and they can feel strong bonds with other survivors or even with their treatment team. So I think you see a wide, wide range of different effects.
Well, that's great information. You know, I hadn't thought about the somewhat positive part about that sense
right.
of determination to fight, or that sense of hope, or that sense of support from other people who are experiencing similar things. And that is hopeful.
It is. I think we have a really unique center, and I think whenever patients come to us specifically, or any other center, hopefully in many cases now, people are diagnosed early stage, and breast cancer in many cases is treatable and curable. And when you can hear all that information and recognize the plan and know what's ahead, I think that's when people feel the most hopeful.
Do women with breast cancer face unique emotional challenges as opposed to people with other types of cancer?
Yeah, I think certainly so. You know, breast cancer is diagnosed in women of really all ages. I think most commonly, you know, postmenopausal women, but it can be very young women, you know, as well. So, you know, you think about younger women sometimes are raising children and working full time, and, you know, they're in a caregiver role. But even all age women, you know, can be caring for children or aging parents, or whether retired or working. So I think a lot of the challenges that we see might be related to kind of the phase of life. I also think sometimes the emotional challenges, it might relate to the stage of the cancer and the treatment that you're faced with. That some women, you know, call it early stage, they might be facing treatment for a few months versus someone at a later stage or metastatic, you know, they could be facing lifelong treatments, and their emotions may vary widely depending on what's faced. I think breast cancer patients really do face emotional challenges with their body image that, you know, for all women and so much in our culture, your breast is so much a part of you and your sexuality. So I think they can really, really struggle with integrating that. And then with all cancer, there's always a fear of financial need and emotional challenges associated with the finances of treatment.
Are there continuing emotional challenges even after treatment? Maybe something that we wouldn't think about. It's not like, oh, the treatment's over, everything's fine. But
right.
there are some other things to consider, aren't there?
Absolutely. I think a lot of times women initially are just so shocked, and they're just going from appointment to appointment trying to get over this or get through this, that finally when the dust settles and they're clear, you know, cleared, so to say, that's almost like they more of an emotional time, that then they have this strong fear of recurrence. You know, many women may have had to make transitions at home or with work, and now they're trying to redefine what is their new normal. You know, what does that look like? You know, they're transitioning from a time of active treatment to being a survivor. And what does that mean with lifestyle choices? That people might reevaluate, what's the best diet for me now? You know, do I want to start exercising? Do I want to change something in my life? You know, many women might use this as kind of a wake-up call, that they think, am I really in the career that I've always wanted? You know, what am I doing with my family? Am I meeting the goals I've always thought that I wanted to meet? So it can be a really, really welcome time to transition into survivorship, but there's struggles associated with it too. And I think whether you've been through treatment for 6 months or 60 years, there's always the fear of recurrence.
Sure.
And so for all women, I think, you know, every headache you ever have, or, you know, stomach upset, or anything that you go through, your first thought's always going to be, is this my breast cancer again? And so you have to work through that. But I think there's a lot of resources that we have, a great survivorship clinic, and there's many, many more that can help transition from active treatment into survivorship and mm-hmm. ongoing care.
Whatever stage of treatment I might find myself, what are some of those resources that you've just mentioned that might be available?
There is a wealth of resources, whether it's internally, you know, locally or nationally. Mm-hmm. Within Vanderbilt, you know, obviously we have the Breast Center where I am. We have a survivorship clinic that I mentioned. We have so many other support systems for a lot of the side effects related to breast cancer, meaning we have a lymphedema clinic, we have physical therapists, we have psych oncology department that can help with a lot of mental health needs. We have the Center for Integrative Health that can meet with you and think about long-term things like nutrition or acupuncture, you know, many, many other resources. We have a chronic pain and symptom management clinic that can be a resource. Certainly the Dahani Center here for health and fitness. So there's a plethora of things internally. I also think within Nashville, there's a lot of resources with Gilda's Club is one I would mention that is excellent. You know, there are locations in Franklin and Nashville. They can help breast cancer survivors and all cancer survivors and their family members. So that's a great one. I also think, you know, just general websites like the American Cancer Society, you know, Susan G. Komen, cancercare.org. There's so many places that you can search and maybe get some initial information and then get plugged in with support groups, more educational classes and seminars. So certainly I think there's other resources, and even asking your provider, you know, what have been their favorite resources to refer patients to.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for sharing this information. Thank you all for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.